views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We all get overwhelmed at times. Take a break from your hectic daily life and let go of stress. Personal intuition host Nicole Eisler is your salvation. Life doesn't have to be a struggle. Together, we are making our dreams come true and our biggest desires become a reality. Nicole will be delivering positive energy, inspiring messages, and inspiring stories from people just like you. This is the Positivity Party Radio, and it's time to get your celebration on.
Hey friends, it's Nicole Eisler here. We are on Positivity Party Radio, and this is a very special show for a couple of reasons. One of them, just right up front, this is actually our final show on Positivity Party Radio. But don't worry, it's okay. I'm not going anywhere. I'm still going to be around doing good things. I'm going to explain where I'm off to and what I'll be doing, and the positivity continues. So I'm counting on you guys. I'm counting on you to carry this forward and to make sure that you're getting positivity in your everyday. And certainly you can stay in touch and keep connected with me over at The Happy Place for highly sensitive people. That is the other reason why this is such a special show. This show is really dedicated to all the highly sensitive people out there, the empaths, my fellow peeps. This is for you. This is really to highlight being sensitive, why we celebrate it, why it's such a positive thing. If that is a new perspective for you, then pull up your seat. And you know, I always say, get comfy, get your favorite beverage, make sure you're in your comfy clothes. Tune in, because tonight we're going to walk through what being highly sensitive, I guess what it means from, you know, we've all heard, right? We've all heard sensitive and being too sensitive, but the word sensitive even just defined in a number of ways. Is it a flaw? I mean, is it something that, can someone really be too sensitive? Is it something that we need to fix? Like, does that mean that there's something wrong with you if you're too sensitive, or is there a different story? And in my training, my background, my experience, but even more so my real life experience, my highly sensitive, as a highly sensitive person, my experience, my view is completely different. I really believe that being sensitive is a gift. Tonight, we're going to help you decide, because I do get asked a lot, well, I think I'm sensitive. I don't know if I'm highly sensitive. So don't let the word highly throw you off for anything. And I've also, you know, had comments and descriptions and labels and all kinds of things, from I was diagnosed highly sensitive to I was told I'm shy, I'm told I'm too emotional. There's so many different views on this and perspectives. I want you to pick the one that really empowers you, that lights you up on the inside, because that's what happens in my community. We look at being highly sensitive as a gift. We celebrate it. We honor it. We embrace it. We learn how to use it so that it's really, and that's what it's meant for. It's a spiritual gift, and it's really a tool for you to help you connect deeper and to get more out of life, to get more than what you could have ever dreamed of. And unfortunately, what I see a lot of sensitives, I see them holding back, kind of taking a step back, not getting out there too far, because it can be overwhelming. If you're highly sensitive and you're an introvert, then, you know, groups of people and crowds and all of that can be really overwhelming, because it's more of the energy that overwhelms you. If you're like me, you're highly sensitive and you're an extrovert, then you love being out in the action and the groups, but that doesn't mean one or the other is better or worse or different. They're just different. That's really it. And so it's learning about, you know, you and your energy, your sensitivity, because even if we share a lot of the same traits, which we're going to go through a little quiz here, just to help you again, kind of feel it out, it doesn't mean that we're all exactly the same. We're uniquely created, and it's a beautiful thing. And so there's always this different blend of traits when it comes to sensitivity, and how many of them are, you know, oh, I really have this one. I don't have that one so much. That one's okay for me. It doesn't mean you're more or less of a sensitive. It just means that that's how you're uniquely wired and created, and it's a beautiful thing. So that we also want to honor, that it's not too much, too little. That's just such a, it's such a myth. And I love busting the myths about being a sensitive because they really held me back for so long. That was my story. I was told all of my life, you're too sensitive. You're just, why are you so emotional? Why do you get so worked up? Why, what's bothering you now? And I just had no clue. I didn't know. Sometimes it was my stuff, but sometimes it came out, it felt like it came out of nowhere. And so I really thought, is it me? Like, what is the matter with me? It must be broken. I, how do I get this straight? I just want to be normal. And so this awful sort of experience, this inner chatter that happens for sensitives that creates this anxiety and this feeling of not being in control or of having emotions, things like that, that are like out of whack or making you out of sorts. That's why I do what I do. Because I did have someone ask me once, why do you think highly sensitive people need a coach? Why educate on this? Well, because again, this is the myths and the misconceptions in our society that if you're sensitive, change it. Don't do that. Don't be that way. But yet this is how you were created. So let's figure it out, right? Why are you created that way? It's a beautiful thing. It's a gift. So let's jump in. If this is resonating already, or you already know you're sensitive, that's okay. Then just see which one of these resonate, you know, as we go through the brief quiz here, and understand that I feel that all of these things, if you feel that they kind of hold you back, or yeah, that's been an issue for me in the past or whatever, you can always work through that. But I look at all of these as keys to your success, to making your dreams come true, for you really stepping out and being your best self. All of these things are that. It's just a matter of perspective. So, and this is one I hear a lot. I feel like I absorb everybody's negative energy and energy from other people. I'm completely affected by their moods. Like, I could be in a good mood, and then all of a sudden somebody comes in and they have something funky going on. Next thing you know, I'm in a bad mood. Does that one resonate? Another one, when you're having a hectic day, everything's going crazy. It just feels like chaos. I have to tell you, I had that yesterday, I had it today. And by the time I got home, I could feel it in my energy. Things were not, I felt like I had static electricity going through my veins like that. That's how it gets. And so I know I need to do some extra energy work and do some relaxation things when I get home to sort of put that at peace. But when you have a hectic day, do you just feel like, oh my God, I wish I could just go to bed right now or get away from everyone? I don't want to be peopling right now, right? I wish I could just have this private time for myself just to get relief from the way that I'm feeling. Like, I just want to take a time out. That is a pretty good indicator as well. Are you really uncomfortable around loud noises? Do you startle easy? That's a big one. There's people like, oh, I don't know why I do that. I startle so easy. I can tell you I might even see you right in front of my face, but I will still startle and nearly jump out of my skin, which some people find it funny to scare us. It's not so funny, but do you feel, just uncomfortable around those loud noises or startle easy? That loud noises almost make you feel very closed in or anxious in that way. Do you often feel concerned about what other people might think of you, or even worry if you'll be rejected? Like, if I really express who I really am, my real ideas, my feelings, my style, really who I really am, am I concerned, though, that people might reject me in that way? Like, they're not going to accept me if I really do that. That's what I'm talking about, where sensitives, we sometimes take that step back instead of really getting out there and just saying, hey, world, this is me. This is who I am. This is what I love. This is what I'm about. And I'll tell you, when a sensitive gets to that point and they step out, it is like freedom. They own their freedom and they take charge and everything changes. I know it changed for me when that happened. Do you often get rattled if you have like a lot of things to do in a really short amount of time, or somebody's forcing you to make a fast decision? Does it create sort of a frantic feeling for you where you almost say, I can't think straight. You're going to have to back off. I can't do all this right now. Like I have to, right? And it makes everything move too fast. Like it's closing in on you. That's another good one if that one's resonating. Have you really, I've said it already, but have you been told that you're too sensitive, too emotional, or that you take things too personal? Those are, doesn't mean it's correct or accurate. Okay. But if you've heard it from people, you're really feeling things around you, including your own things, but you're probably expressing something. It's just someone else's interpretation. So don't take that means you're too sensitive, too emotional. But if you've heard that in your life, that's another common thing that I'll hear from clients that I work with and including my own story. Do you ever feel like you struggle to express your thoughts or feelings in front of other people where almost like your throat closes off or you get a lump in your throat? You know, many times when I'm working with sensitives, we start our work. I find there are certain chakras that are definitely blocked. A throat chakra can be one of them. Their personal power chakra, we're looking at energy and it's just not in balance. It's been shut down at some point. And it may be because early on, maybe you expressed some of your feelings and someone said, that's dumb. That's too emotional. That's whatever. And so we shut that down and that's so not good, right? We have to be able to express ourselves openly and feel confident about that. So that's one of the things I definitely work with sensitives. Do you feel drained after spending time in large stores, in malls, or in crowds, or maybe just forget it? I will avoid it at all costs. We just went through the biggest shopping season of the year. So a lot of that stuff at the stores and everything, that's a pretty good indicator, but there are such great ways to prepare and be able to go out and do that, especially if you're an introvert and you're highly sensitive, working with your energy and learning how to prepare that. That's, again, just some tools you can learn. And then finally, do you find it difficult to put yourself in the, or do you put yourself in the place of others, making it more difficult that you have a hard time putting yourself first? Very common. We love to take care of other people. We feel their pain. We're going to get into some of the gifts of being highly sensitive, why it's viewed as a gift in our community. And so we tend to put ourselves last because we just want to take care of everyone else. But then we find that our energy is drained and sort of wiped out. So just a few, I'll tell you, if you had even five of those, pretty likely you're highly sensitive. If you're listening, it's pretty likely you're highly sensitive because it's sort of caught your interest or you're curious or you already know you are. But those are just some of the indicators, some little traits that we all share. We make fun light of it in our community. We're going to go off to break here, but over at the Happy Place for Highly Sensitive People, you have my personal invitation to join us over there. But we love to have some fun with our sensitivity. And hey, does anybody ever feel this? And then we kind of, support each other, but in a real positive way. We're going to go off to break. When we come back, we're going to set the scene. We're going to look at being sensitive from the gifted perspective. All right. So hang out. We'll be right back with Positivity Party Radio.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Sue Storm.
Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net.
TheAngelLady.net.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism, passionate and caring. Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silvergaia.net.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We're on Positivity Party Radio. It's Nicole Eisler here. And tonight we're talking about my favorite topic. We're talking about highly sensitive people. Why is it my favorite topic? Because I think you're awesome if you're sensitive. That's right. You might not get to hear that very often unless you're in my community. You get to hear it all the time. If you're not there yet, come on, join us. We do. This is where the positivity party is going to continue and roll on. So let's set the scene. You're sensitive. I know you do. I know you have big dreams. You have this desire to make a difference in the world, right? You want to make an impact in your own way. And you feel that this time is coming near where you want to feel free. You want to thrive. You want to be happy. You can see it and almost like feel it. It's almost tangible for you that there is something bigger for your life. Maybe you can't explain it. You don't know how to put it into words. You just get this reoccurring feeling that there is something bigger going on. You just know it. And who wouldn't want to believe in something like that? That is an amazing thing. And I know that you, each and every one of you, have something so special to offer, you know, the world, the people around you, whether that's in your small community, whether it's in your family, if it's at your workplace, or if you're on a larger scale, you're looking global and you want to make a difference. I know that you are here because you've been called to a bigger life. But maybe it feels fuzzy. I don't know what to do next. How do I get past where I'm at, right? There's things maybe you can't figure out what your purpose is, what your calling is, who you really are. And maybe even the emotional chaos is a little confusing. Some of the things that we talked about in the first segment, maybe that feels like it weighs on you or it causes this distraction, this interference. Sometimes I'll hear from sensitives that, I don't know, I'm so interested in so many different things. I love oils. I love Reiki. I love energy work. I love helping people. I don't know what that looks like as far as making my difference in the world. And sometimes it looks like all of that. Sometimes it's all of that because I find that highly sensitive people are just naturally drawn to things that heal. We're naturally drawn to the holistic. We're pulled into the things that make people feel better, that improve lives, that give us more vitality and really raise our vibration and help us be more of who we are meant to be. We feel that because we also feel the pain in the world and we want that to go away because pain doesn't feel good, right? So if all of this is feeling like that is totally me, that's a yes, then you have to, because the part that I find creates resistance for some sensitives, and let's just chat for a minute on statistics, because they're ugly. There are approximately, okay, and the most common, I'm going to call it a disorder, but I don't like those words, but anxiety, because a lot of people make a big thing about anxiety. 40 million adults in America over age 18 are, I'm going to use this word that I don't like, diagnosed with anxiety, that it's a problem. They can't control it. Depression, 350 million people worldwide are given that label. Now, again, in my community, we look at emotions holistically. They're all signals. There's no fighting against it, controlling it, making it go away. I mean, not in the way that it's presented in society, that it's the problem. It's not the problem. The problem is we don't understand it. That's where I get fired up. Let's put people on medication and blah, blah, blah. And no, how about we look at how do we use the tools we've been given and use those intuitively so that it's all holistic. We're always in control. That's the perspective I take. This is about personal power. So let's look at your gifts as a sensitive. How do you put those in? Because there is science to back this up, friends. It's not just that Nicole says sensitivity is awesome and amazing. I do. I'll stand by that. I'll stand by that for you, for me, for any sensitive. But we really do. We process information more thoroughly. We're going to talk about some things being in balance and what that really means, being in balance, and looking at how to know if you're kind of moving out of balance, because it's important to notice what you notice. You know, being in balance sometimes is not about being in balance 24/7. Oh my God, I can't be out of balance. That creates a lot of pressure too. How about we just notice when we're out of balance so we can move back in? How about that? It's just that simple, right? It's just moving in. We pick up on these subtleties that other people don't even notice. They don't even notice. They go, what? Oh, I didn't even notice that. But you do, because you're sensitive. You know, only 15 to 20% approximately of the population is considered highly sensitive. The way I look at that, the gifts we're going to talk about right now, that means you can do what 80% of the population cannot because you're highly sensitive. That's pretty cool. I can do what 80% of the population cannot. Let's talk about emotional X-ray vision. Yep, that's what I called it. That not you can say to someone, oh, I know how you feel, but you literally know how someone feels. It's like you can step into their body and feel what they feel. Doesn't that give you the ability then to connect with people so instantly, so deeply, so personally? I mean, that is why I'm able to, when I'm working with someone, they go, it's like you're inside my head, you're inside my heart, and it's powerful because, you know, we use that for the good to communicate, right? And to really connect and get to the deeper layers so we can move through the things faster. We can pull out the gifts in that faster. So it's probably not surprising to you that you're the go-to person. Now, again, we're going to talk about out of balance in the next segment, but in balance, that means that people cannot help but feel better around you because they feel better about themselves when they're with you. You validate their feelings by feeling what they feel. That's an amazing gift. Amazing. You are masterful. Now there is some training involved so that you don't take on people's stuff and keep it. And so you can just feel what they feel, understand, connect, build that rapport. That's why I find sensitives who are trained sensitives. We do amazing in sales. We do awesome in personal service type of businesses, certainly in healing and things like that. But there's different roles where we just customer service. We step right in and people go, oh, that's exactly what I was thinking. I used to be the person, I worked in a car dealership. I got all the complicated customers because I could calm them. I was like, I totally get how you feel. I would feel that way. And they were, oh, thank you for listening to me. I feel like you really understand where I'm coming from, right? So that probably feels familiar if you're sensitive. You're an energy whisperer. You can pick up on stagnant, negative energy as if you're walking into a pocket or a cloud of smoke. Like you're just like, what is this? What's going on in here? And everyone else like, what are you talking about? You can pick up on something without anyone even saying anything. If there's negativity, tension, the more vibe like that that's in the air, the more closed in you'll feel. You pick up on that. So what does that mean as a gift? That means, again, people feel better when you're around because you always seem to brighten the space that you're in. You bring the fun, you bring the positivity, you bring the sunshine, you lighten the mood because you can't stand that feeling of tension. Now, we're going to talk about out of balance and how that can affect you. But when you're in balance, you bring it and people just feel better. You have the ability to move the energy, get it flowing again. So people are breathing a little bit easier. They're smiling, they're talking, everybody relaxes. How about that? Sometimes you just know things, right? I'm writing a book right now and it will be out by spring called Go With Your Gut. That's no accident. But you know that it's not a catchphrase for you. You totally get it. It's actually a method. And once, and this is, I keep saying it, we're going to talk about when we're out of balance, but when you're in balance, this is your, like, you hold within you the most acknowledged psychic ability. Now, if you've never heard that before, listen again. You hold within you the most acknowledged psychic ability. That means your brain observes things, you process information, you get it really fast. Okay, what does that look like in action? That means people love to get your take on things because you seem to have the insight they need. They always say, oh my God, you always say the things I need to hear, or you give me this perspective and I didn't know that, right? Okay, how about number four? You have healing powers. Yep, even if you're not practicing as a healer, all of that, but you just know how to make people feel better. You're drawn to everything that I mentioned earlier, the things that have a healing property, that have an energy about it that's healing. People are just naturally drawn to you, and they seek you out because you have this positive healing energy. That's a gift. That's a gift that people see you that way, and they're just drawn to you. They don't even know why. Probably, and I hear this a lot, yeah, I go grocery shopping. People start talking to me. I don't know who they are. Like, they just start telling me their whole life story, right? So, and finally, and there's more than this, but we're going to go through five here as before we head off to break. You're a creator. You experience the world differently than the average person. You can feel things and perceive them more intensely with this wild kind of vivid color throughout your whole being, in your mind, in your body. It could be everything from a concert, hearing a song. It moves you. You watch a TV show, you're crying along with it, like you know the characters. You see art in a whole different way. That goes beyond. That's why things like party planning, landscaping, written word or music, these are things where if you look throughout those industries, you're going to find a lot of sensitives. Now, this gift in action is that people just love what you create and they don't know how you do it so effortlessly. They just, wow, how do you do that? And for you, you're like, what do you mean? I don't know. It's not a big deal to you because it's so natural for you to feel and express that way. So, are any of those gifts resonating? I bet you have more than one. And I bet some of them do. And we're going to go off to break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about being in alignment. What does that mean? What is being in balance, out of balance? What is all of that? And how to keep yourself really feeling in that empowered state, staying in the flow. Stay tuned. We'll be right back on Positivity Party Radio.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back. That always goes so fast. This whole time with us together goes so fast. But okay, we talked about gifts. We've talked about what makes you unique and special as a highly sensitive person. And now let's explore a little bit, because we take on a lot of energy. There's a lot of people around us. There's a lot of activity. The world is a busy, busy place. It doesn't appear to be slowing down anytime soon. Unless you go off the grid or something, if you're in a busy part of the world, you really have to carve out that time for yourself. So how is it that if we have these gifts and they're amazing, so part of this obviously comes from maybe a mindset or a belief we've been taught that being highly sensitive is not something to be honored, or it's something to try and get rid of or work your way around, right? So part of that is mindset and belief. Part of it, though, in how you're feeling, if you're not feeling like, man, I'm so empowered, I'm clear on my gifts, I know my purpose, I know why I'm here, I love every day of my life, it's totally packed and full of all the things I love and enjoy, the people I really like and enjoy, my energy never really gets thrown off by people, my mood is solid, I'm on fire. Like, that's just my life. And you know, is that expectation of 24/7? I feel, and this goes in with positivity, that there's a lot of pressure to be happy, to be positive, to stay in the flow, to be in balance. You know, all of these different phrases and words, they all have good intentions. They all have good intent. But so how do we get to this place where maybe we don't feel empowered? Maybe actually we feel run down. Most of the sensitives I start working with, let me tell you this. So most people will find a coach or a healer or spiritual teacher. They will seek that out for one of two reasons. One is either inspiration. They're inspired. Their life is making great progress and they want to take it to the next level. Unfortunately, the larger percent of people that find someone to work with in that way do that out of desperation. They're looking for answers. They feel like they've tried everything. I started working with a great lady this weekend, and that was what she said. She said, I feel like I've tried everything and nothing really works. My energy is still, I just don't have it. I'm just so tired all the time. And and that makes everything else harder to do. It's a lot more work to show up in your life when you're exhausted. You could show up and do the exact same things when you have tons of energy and you're generating more energy and you feel awesome. They don't feel hard at all. Some of them are pretty effortless, in fact. But what I also tend to find is that they're out of balance. They're not in alignment. Okay. Energetically, there's some things going on. The chakras have shut down. The energy flow has been shut down. There's resistance. Well, how does that happen? So if part of it is belief and mindset, well, part of it is we are energy collectors. We're like a portal, man. I talked about all those amazing things. You're the go-to person. People love your perspective. They want to get your view on everything. They love that you always make them feel better. All of those are so fantastic. That's why I love what I do. I get to help people with that when they cannot provide that for themselves yet, until they learn the right tools and we go through the right things. But what happens when, why do we get to that point? Well, again, we take on a lot of energy. So emotional x-ray vision, feeling what people feel, is great when you're in alignment. That means you get these emotional cues from other people. You're awesome in like social settings or one-on-one or with close relationships. But when you're out of alignment, really, you feel like you want to shut down. Isolation starts to sound better to you. Like, ugh, I can't be around any people right now. If you're in the workplace, like, forget about it. I'm not doing those office politic things. And so you'll kind of shut down, and it gets where I don't want to talk to people because I feel like we have this sense of responsibility almost as a sensitive that it's my job to fix everybody's stuff, which really not. But it eats away, because if we're viewed right as being too sensitive and things like that, and then we're not really using this emotional x-ray vision in the most positive way, and we kind of shut down and we withdraw and we isolate, then people want to know, what's wrong? Why are you depressed? Why are you sad? And then we start thinking that that's true. And so it's just this sort of mess. So it's just learning to work with that and learning to process energy. Really just like you take an inhale and you take an exhale. You don't keep all the oxygen you breathe in, right? You don't take a breath and hold your breath forever. You would pass out. Well, let's not take in everybody's emotional stuff and keep it for ourselves, because it gets pretty heavy. And eventually you get tired and you're going to want to pass out. Like, I just want to check out. So if you feel like, man, I take on everybody's stuff. I don't even know some of these people and I take on their things. That's feeling out of alignment. If you're feeling more like isolating is more comfortable. Now we're going to talk about tips and living in a healthy place energetically and emotionally in our next segment, I want to clarify isolation and wanting to isolate, I don't want to deal with the world. I don't want them to see me like this. That's different than alone time and getting me time as a sensitive, and solitude. Okay. Different. Being an energy whisperer. So we talked about that. That's awesome. People feel better around you because you can brighten the space. But also, if we're out of alignment, you can actually feel overwhelmed. We talked about that early on in the quiz, a little frantic, a little anxious. Again, you want to pull away. You can't think straight. There's too much energy going on for you. There's too many things running through your head. And it causes you to kind of focus on those unwanted sensory things, those loud noises, an unpleasant odor. Today I caught it was a food odor, but I was walking by a building yesterday. It happened yesterday too. And it was a company that makes, mixes for cooking, box foods, whatever, but it had a real strong garlic smell and I was like, I got to get out of here. So things like that can really grab our attention and create just some escalating anxiety that we don't need. So, you know, looking at those things and keeping those in balance. Now, when I talked earlier about sometimes you just know things, and that is a gift, and trusting your gut, right, is our approach. It's a method. But again, what I tend to find with the people that I'm working with initially is that they don't trust their gut. And actually they've taken on this, I don't know what to do. I don't know the answers. I don't know what's best for me. What do you think I should do? Or my dad said, or my neighbor told me, or my sister thinks I should, or there's all of these opinions floating around. And really we got to get back into self-trust, right? And trusting yourself and learning how to read your intuition, not just that intuition is there and great. No, your intuition, how does it speak with you, until you're clear on your yes, your no, and how it really works through you, and learning to use your body to interpret your intuition, it can feel very out of balance. And then you tend to lose that self-trust. And that's so important. I'll tell you, friends, no one knows what's best for you better than you do. I say it all the time. I don't know what's best for you. I can give you a lot of perspectives. I can ask you questions. I can say, I don't know, how does this resonate for you? But you know what's best for you better than anyone. And it's a matter of practicing that and strengthening that muscle so that you absolutely, that's your go-to in any situation, in any decision you have to make, you go to your gut and you trust yourself in that. Now, I said earlier, you're a creator. Well, fantastic. You're a creator. Now, even if you don't consider yourself, but just trust me, you're creative. You are. But if you get too many ideas, we are idea factories. You can get too many ideas and then it feels like, I don't know what to do. And none of them get traction. That's what I find. I get sensitive. They have ideas and they love it. And they're so excited and they get so many and they're always starting and never completing. They feel like they have a lot of interests, but there's no real sense of order, or it leaves them feeling scattered or confused, disorganized. Then they tend to feel that overwhelmed. You feel cramped, almost defeated sometimes. And that can totally zap not only your inspiration, it'll zap your energy. It'll just drain you completely. So it's learning, you know, it's again, getting that back into alignment. I like the word alignment, balance. Again, I'm going to say balance. If I think about balance to me, like if I'm a tightrope walker and I better balance or I'm going to fall, balance really, I think, again, notice what you notice. Being in balance means noticing when you're out of balance so that you can put yourself back in balance. Understand this is a dance. Okay, these gifts, your energy, all of this, it's really a dance of energy. It's learning to move with the energy. When we try to push it into place, or then we create resistance, and that is no fun. That's what gets exhausting, is that I find, my clients and sensitives, we're trying to control all these things, and we're trying to control my anxiety, and I need to control my thinking, and that's a lot of work. How about we just notice what we notice? We create awareness. How about we learn? And sometimes I find it's not even, because you already have the right tools. But sometimes I find it's not just that people are using the wrong tools. Sometimes they're using the right tools in the wrong way. If I have, I need to put this, I have a hammer and I'm trying to use it for everything. A hammer's not for everything. So make sure but if I have the right tools and I use it in the right way, and that's what I work through with people is, yeah, let's look at the tools you have. Let's look at your gifts. Let's look at how you're wired. And let's figure out how to use your right gifts in the right way so that it is more effortless, so that you do feel in alignment, that things are more calm for you, that when they're not calm, you know how to bring it back into that space. You know how to clear your, because people say, how do I clear my energy? And how do I know if it's cleared? Oh, you'll know if it's not cleared. You won't feel good. You just don't. You feel anxious. You feel uptight. Your heart rate, it's elevated. Your breathing is short. You have a headache. I mean, there's energy going on there. That's not good for you. So we're going off to break again. If you stay in touch, if this is resonating, you like it, you want to feel more empowered, please join us at the Happy Place for Highly Sensitive People. It is such a fun group and they are loving, they're welcoming. Hello, they're sensitive. They love when new people come to the group. And I share tips, resources, ongoing things. Just we do a lot of fun things in there. So again, on Facebook, it's the Happy Place for Highly Sensitive People. My website is NicoleEisler.com. We're going to go off to break. And when we get back, we'll give you some tips to thrive and where we're going after this, a special announcement of what's coming and why I'm pouring all my energy into it. We'll be right back.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seatbelts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Registration is now open for the 25th Annual Woman of Wisdom Conference. Join the fabulous presenters from around the country on February 16th through the 20th. If you believe in raising the feminine spirit and transforming our world, then this conference is for you. Get your tickets now. One day and full weekend passes are available. For more information about presenters and tickets, visit womanofwisdom.org. That's womanofwisdom.org.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
All right, we're back. It's segment 4. Oh my God, it's our final segment of our final show. That song, I almost got a little tear in my eye there, thinking about how much fun we've had for all of our shows and our stretch. And it's been an amazing experience here on Transformation Talk Radio. And I'm sad, of course, that something is coming to a close, but something beautiful is opening from here, and it's really something that I want to be able to pour my entire self in, my energy, and give all of myself and my focus, and that is for you. There's something special that I'm opening the doors to this week. It's called the HSP Lounge. It is a private and exclusive membership for highly sensitive friends. And so it's an ongoing membership where monthly we're going to meet. We have workshops. We'll have support calls. You'll have fellow HSP members and friends that you will partner with and walk through life with. So that, because one of the things I find that I hear the most that really grabs my heart is when a sensitive will say, I thought I was the only one, or I felt really alone. And then when they come into my community, they say, I don't have to feel alone anymore. This is so wonderful. So we're just taking our group, The Happy Place for Highly Sensitive, and we're getting a little deeper with our work so that I can more personally walk with the members. Again, it's called the HSP Lounge, and we are going to hang out. You will have full access. It includes a free Facebook community. And again, you get a lot of learning opportunities to, like I had talked about in the last segment, let's figure out those right tools that you already have and learn how to really use those so you become a master of emotions, so that you are masterful at how you approach your life without taking on everybody's stuff and getting weighed down. Right. And so that's why I'm providing, and the workshops every month will be a, Every month we'll have a new theme. It'll be fun. Everything I do is fun. Come on. This is about positive energy. It's a place that you can go to that you know is just for you. And so the doors open January 19th, and they will close either when we reach 20 members or at the end of February, and then it won't open again until spring, so that I can make sure that I'm there for each and every member. I'm going to talk with each member personally, make sure I welcome you in, get you used to the community. Now, if you want more information and you definitely want to stay in touch and you're not in the Happy Place for Highly Sensitive People, I would say jump in there first on Facebook. Please email me at Nicole@NicoleEisler.com. You can also just reach out to me personally. We'll go through the details. If you're like, forget about it, I already know that I want in, then you can hop over to bit.ly/ and then all caps HSP capital L and then lounge. So HSP lounge, bit.ly HSP lounge. But again, you can just hop over to the Facebook group and look at that. It's $30 per month. And you know what? We're going to have an amazing time where you can really have access to so many resources, not just workshops, but there'll be audio trainings, guided meditations, some fun challenges and different things we'll do in there. And that's why, you see, I want to just pour myself, hang out in the lounge with all of you. It's going to be amazing. So, all right, as we close out here, let's talk about some not just tips. Okay, these are necessary. Some of these, I think, are treated as like pampering rewards. Nope, these are absolutely necessary. If you're highly sensitive, you have to have, first and foremost, plenty of playtime. But I see too many people, they're treating play as a reward. When I get all this and 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 this done, and then this and this, and they keep adding, they never get to the play. Folks, we have to have playtime. If you have you ever watched a classroom full of students, right? Little kids, and they're sitting and they get real restless and they get kind of, and so what do? We have them go out for recess to run around, get that energy out so that they're more relaxed. You think we're any different? Why, when we grow up, should we sit for 8, 10, 12, 15, 16 hours at a desk? And then, or move home to on the couch. There's no playtime. We have to have that playtime. It energizes, but it also clears your mind. It clears your spirit. It lifts your spirit. We have to be like a kid at heart. Like, there's no accident to that phrase. It's so on purpose. And I don't care if that's, you know, sitting outside, spending time with your pet, hang out with a favorite friend, watch your favorite funny movie. You can, for some people, you know, cleaning, but please don't, not because cleaning, because you can't relax if you can't cook. That doesn't count. Okay. It has to be something that's fun for you that has no other purpose, but it's fun. It's just fun. Playtime is so necessary. It is a key. It's also a key to manifesting, to stay in the flow. When I talked about balance and alignment before, playtime is so necessary. It's not a reward. I want you to add it as part of your everyday activities. Play something playful and fun, better be on your to-do list, okay? Now, be selective about your relationships. Please spend time with people who really get you. Like, it's funny to me. I still chuckle. I still appreciate it and never take it for granted. How I can have people in the Happy Place for Highly Sensitive People, they've never met, they live around the world, and yet I feel like I could trust them. They're friends. We support each other. We encourage each other. They just seem to get me. I get them. They get each other. It's awesome, right? So looking at that, being around the right people, the right relationships, please get very clear about who you are. Establishing your independence. Who are you? Your sense of self. Be true to yourself. Right? With everything in your life, if you were to eliminate everything in your life, who are you? And looking at getting really clear in who you are. I talked earlier about not isolation, but looking at solitude. You have to have alone time as a sensitive. It's where you get back into just your own energy. So make sure that you have that healthy alone time is a big one. Otherwise, you won't reach your full potential. There's too much other stuff going on, and you're going to have a lot of people's other energy with yours. And alone time is a beautiful thing. I don't care if you sit quiet, if you read, if you listen to your music, you just close your eyes, whatever that looks like. Okay. Please make self-care a priority. it's again, when you don't care for yourself, your energy runs low and everything feels hard. Everything feels overwhelming. It's hard to think straight. You're too tired. You have to have that time in nature, whether it's or going for a massage, getting your exercise, your deep breathing. Like right now, just take a nice deep breath. That's such a beautiful gift for yourself, and it's so free and accessible. Eating well, journaling, whatever that looks like. And finally, as we're getting ready to head out here, just please, this is the most important one, fully accept, really embrace that being highly sensitive, I'm gonna get emotional, is your gift. You are gifted. It is your genius. Okay, it's not just genetic, it's your genius makeup. It's who you are, it's how you are wired. If I can help you in any way to embrace that, that is what I'm here for. It's my passion. It's what helps me live life on purpose. And I would love to meet you over in the happy place for highly sensitive people, or see you in the HSP lounge and the special membership that we have going on, where I know that magical things are going to happen and beautiful relationships are going to be created. And there's no more feeling alone, that you really can learn to navigate your feelings. You can use your emotions in a holistic way. And you can do all of that by being yourself 100% sensitive, right out in the open, that you can wear it as your badge of honor, as I've learned to do. And if I can help you in any way to do that, that is what I live for. Seriously, I have enjoyed our time here on Positivity Party Radio. Again, not necessarily going anywhere. We're going to be over at the HSP Lounge. So we hope that you join us. Those that have already joined and said yes, they're waiting for you. We're all going to hang out and have a fabulous time. Please keep positivity as part of your everyday. And please be good to yourself. It has been a joy. And with that, I'll sign out one last time. This is Nicole. I'm getting so emotional. This is Nicole Eisler on Positivity Party Radio. Take good care. Bye now.
You are just listening to the Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler. But the party doesn't stop here. Get more information on Nicole and her inspiring journey by going to bigdreamawakening.com. There, you will find more information about Nicole and her personal coaching sessions. And don't forget to tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio to listen.